97.3, fourth one.
If you're a parent, you've got the school run today, then chances are you're going to fall out with another parent. 75% of parents say that they've fallen out with another parent during the school run, mostly squabbling over parking spaces that are close enough to the school gates. Tut, tut, tut. What's the worst bit about the school run? Caroline says parents smoking right outside the school gates.
Oh, yeah.
Does my nothing. Quite a few people have said this on Facebook. This is quite interesting. Cliques. All the cliques that you get.
Oh, yeah.
Outside the school. Now, I've never had to do it. I've never been a parent, so no. I've never had to do the school run. But is that something that you think exists?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah? Definitely exists.
So groups of parents sort of meet together at the same...
Yes, so certain groups, you know, and it's mostly women who sort of meet and they go for coffees and things, but you have to walk past the cliques and you just know they're talking about you.
Yeah, as soon as you walk past, they're like, hi.
Look, she's in her pyjamas again.
Do you want to hear a sad story about the school run?
Go on then.
Okay, this is involving our very own Marty. Hello, Marty.
Hello, morning.
And this was when Marty was still at primary school, which was about 5 years ago. And what happened to you on the school run, Marty?
I was dropped off at the wrong school.
Oh, the wrong school.
How can that happen?
Well, my sister
because
and
his
I...
parents don't love
it. My sister and I used to go to different primary schools when we were really young. She went to a junior school.
Uh-huh.
And this was one morning, we were running really late.
Stress.
Yes, stressful. Mm-hmm. So my mum dropped my sister off at the primary school first. I was in the front seat of the car, hopped out to go and let my sister out the back, and my mum drove off.
I left you standing on
leaving me standing at the wrong school.
Oh.
He's the little boy that nobody loves.
Oh.
That's who he is, that's Martin. That's why we took him under our wing, you know.
Did you go into the junior school, or did your mum remember at some point?
Yeah, because you could have gone into the junior school and been the big boss for the day. Walking about going, yeah, look at me, kids, I'm the big boy around here.
No, well, I did go into one of the teachers, but luckily my mum had realised quite soon after.
Right.
She'd only got round the block before she realised that she...
Oh, man.
That I wasn't in the car.
Won't be the first time my parents had to go into school saying, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
I've been an idiot.
We're looking for school run disasters this morning. If you've got one, maybe you've done something silly like turned up in your pyjamas. But it is a very stressful thing to do, isn't it? The school run.
It's very stressful.
And, you know, trying to get the kids out the door. And do you know what? I've just realised this is a stupid topic for us to talk about on the show, because anybody doing the school run hasn't got time to phone us up.
Or they're too stressed shouting at their kids
at
the moment.
Right. They're still trying to get the kids out of bed because, you know, the school closes in 10 minutes. So, yeah. But we do have a couple of good stories coming through. What was the one that you had there, Arlene?
Claire got in touch and said, my husband Sandy was doing the school run because I was doing early shift at work.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the two-year-old tripped on his lunchbox on the way out of the house, fell over, split his lip, blood everywhere.
Oh, no.
The six-year-old was going to school. He panicked, didn't know what to do, eventually handed the six-year-old to a stranger to take to school and took the two-year-old to hospital. The six-year-old was dropped off at school, but when the mother found out, this is clear, she wasn't happy.
I bet she wasn't. But you never leave Dad in charge of anything. That's ridiculous, isn't it? Let's take a call. Fourth one, hiya.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hiya, who's this?
It's Karen.
Hiya, Karen, what are you saying?
I went to drop my little boy who had just started school. He was five, and I took my two-year-old with me, and I dropped him off, and I was doing that sticky thing you were talking about and speaking to the mums, and I went back in my car and got almost home and turned around to speak to my daughter, and I realised I'd left her in the playground.
Oh, no.
Oh,
this is the wee one that's not even at school yet. How old was she?
Two.
She's only two, and she's sitting there all on her own.
Was she in a pram, or was she just wandering about in the playground?
No, she was just wandering about, so I took complete panic, and I drove back at 100 miles an hour, went back into the playground, and it was completely empty. Started panicking, crying, and I ran in the son's classroom to see, and there she was, playing in the sandpit. Somebody had found her wandering around.
That's hilarious. I don't think you'll be the first or the last to have done that.
No.
And well done on winning the Mother of the Year award that year.
She's going to be 22 next week, so she lives to tell the
story. Oh, well, she's all right then.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Thanks for phoning. Have a great day. Fourth one, hello.
Good morning, it's Gary. Monday to Friday wasn't a bad day, but see a Saturday morning, sports day. Absolute nightmare if you've got three kids trying to get them all to different venues within Edinburgh for the same time, 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Absolute murder.
Is that right?
You sound as though you've still got issues with that, and that was probably a few years ago, was it?
It was a few years ago now, yeah, but it still haunts me. Saturday morning, rushing about trying to find kit because they should have had it ready the night before,
yeah.
And invariably they never half had it ready. Can't find my sock, can't find my shorts.
Yeah, there's always one sock missing. There's one sock in the bag, but the other one's gone AWOL, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, listen, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Cheers, Boogie. Bye.
Bye. See ya. Boogie Arley, not quite a school-run disaster, but when we were kids, my brother and I told my mum that this particular day was a school holiday. Mum didn't believe us.
Uh-huh.
So she packed us off to school, dropped us at the gates and drove off. It was a school a school holiday. And we were the only two playing in the playground for about 3 hours. Luckily, a neighbour saw us and came over and took us home. Is that brilliant?
Oh, great.
And this is my favourite text has come in so far this morning. Hi, Boogie. About 20 years ago, I went with my auntie to pick up my young cousin from their school in Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, David Ginola had just signed for Newcastle United.
Well, he was really hot
at the
wasn't
time.
He?
And his daughter just happened to go to the same school. You have never seen as many glamorous mums at the gate in all your life. They all had high heels on, yeah. Little skirts, big earrings, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, hair no done, pajamas in sight that day.
Hair done to perfection, just in case it was him that came to pick up
That's
his daughter.
That's hilarious.
Mind you, he was gorgeous,
he
wasn't he?
He still is.
Yeah. Wasn't he the guy that did the L'Oreal adverts?
Yeah, because he had long hair at one point.
That's right, he did,
and
yeah.
Now he's a silver fox.
I am French too, so I am superior to you.
Boogie in the morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.